I will be livid.
Welcome to Last God Standing. I'm Teresa.
I'm Danny.
Oh, it's been so long, I know. I'm so sorry that I'm the slacker.
Well, I've been slacking too.
It was my turn to go, so I was like, oh man, I really been blowing this off. And I was hoping to be on my laptop so that I could open up, like, internet screens. A thing you, guess what you can't do on an iPad. Multiple screens at once.
Really?
It's the full screen, so then I have to swipe up to get a new screen going, but I can't stack them like I can on a desktop.
That's stupid.
Strike 800 against Apple. I mean, I won this. It was free. It's free to me. I didn't buy $1,000 nothing. I won this at the Christmas party. I bet
my neck looks other so things. Fat.
Me? I feel very fat too. I'm like, why? Why? So I was talking to friend of the show, Juliana, about plastic surgery. And she had that dramatic weight loss and was talking about she got great boobs. Got boobs put in. The dress she's going to wear, maybe it's a Star Wars dress.
Nice.
She's like, it's not Princess Leia, so it's not like totally white. She's like, this is too much white. I was like, nah.
I'm wearing black. Doesn't matter.
I'm like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, whatever. If it's cute enough, Danny, I'll forgive you.
I don't care. I don't care what anybody wears as long as they're comfortable and it's something they've always wanted to wear.
And somehow a boob woman, I can tell you her boobs are going to look amazing in it.
Perfect.
I mean, she upgraded them. So we were talking about facial. She was going to get some filler put in her cheeks because, like, the weight loss causes, like, a gaunt look. I said, if I got anything, I would pull my neck fat back. I'd be like, just clip it in the back, you know? Like, death becomes her. Hello! I'm like, that's what I'd like. Just here. I mean, we can keep the crow's feet. That's fine. Well, that's fine. Just neck. Neck and chin. Pull it back.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do.
That's all I'd
get my boobs lifted.
I said that should have been your no more cancer reward.
What, getting my boobs lifted?
Yeah, a little reduction, a little lift.
I just didn't want to go under the knife or anything.
In time.
We'll see.
And then you'll have perky boobs. And
yeah.
Not to call Bill out, but it would appear that he likes a perky boob.
Yeah, I mean, you're not built like me without attracting somebody who likes boobs.
I'm your high priest and I like a boobs.
I know you do.
A dirty old man, everyone.
You are a dirty old man. It's okay. It's all right. It's endearing when you're a dirty old man.
Yay! So, how's the planning?
Good, good. I mean, at this point, it's now just a matter of, like, putting everything together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
I learned in Pennsylvania, when I get ordained by, I guess the Universal Life Church is, like, the way to go. You don't need to be specially registered in Pennsylvania. Once you're a minister, you can just have at it.
Really? Because Pennsylvania's like, fuck it, we're Pennsylvania, it doesn't matter.
Well, out there, Universal Church might not count, but it counts in Philadelphia, and that's where you live, and that's what matters.
Yes, and that's actually where the ceremony is, too.
Because it said it on their website. They're like, some counties recognize it, but others don't. And I expect that's some of the sticks don't.
They probably don't even know what it is.
No, probably not.
No.
And in New York, but, no. Come as you may.
Oh my God, excuse me. His family's coming over Saturday to help me, you know, make the little goodie bags. And
I'm jealous. And I suggested to Michael that we go down there this weekend since I'm never going to close in this house, so it doesn't matter to me. But fucking ever, I guess. What are your little guys going to be?
They're matchboxes. With the date on them, and then keys that are also
bottle to your openers. Hotel room.
Oh no, not to my hotel room. And that are also bottle openers. They're cute. That's cute. They have like little roses on them. You know, shit nobody's going to keep.
I keep a lot of weird shit from weddings.
And then just to be extra pagany about it, I put little heart stones inside.
Aw, that's so cute.
You know, get that extra because I'm extra. So it's like little tiny, like different colored stones. Everybody gets a different colored heart.
Oh, I love that. If you, my mom's making those bracelets. She's so excited to be part of it.
She's so cute.
I know. She would die before she took your money. Get out of here.
Oh, she should. I asked her for
$20 overall.
No, I asked her for 20 bracelets.
Oh, I thought you said to do $20, and she's like, I don't need $20.
No, I asked her for 20 bracelets.
Yeah, she's got the supplies, I assure you. If you want dangly-danglies, if whatever you want.
But that's still, like, a lot of work.
She loves it. She's got to practice because she's doing the Argyle Fair this year.
Oh, okay.
And that's the big one.
Honestly, whatever, like, I wasn't sure how many people are actually coming to the ceremony. I don't think it's going to be 20 women, but I was just scared. But like she can take whatever doesn't get used back with her if she wants. I even have charms that I'm going to send her that I was like, well, here.
Oh, she's got a billion charms. If you want witch ones and little Celtic knot ones.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I told her the only thing I wanted was I wanted, Gina's, my sister-in-law's and Bill's mom and sister and Mallory to have matching ones.
Okay.
And you know, Mallory's a munchkin, so.
Aww.
Well, she's I didn't realize she's actually pretty tall.
When you said niece, I didn't realize that you met Mallory. I thought there was like another niece out there that I wasn't thinking.
Oh yeah, and his niece Leanne, yes.
So I was like, oh, Cola Quarter. You're like, she's five. I'm like, oh. Well.
Yeah, but I don't. So yeah, offline, we have to really like sit down and like talk about this. But yeah, I think I'm going to have Mallory because now she's decided she wants to be in the wedding. Even though when I asked her if she wanted to be in the wedding, she literally said, that sounds terrible. She's five. Apparently in 2 months, she matured and decided now that she wants to be in the wedding.
I'm a woman now, so excuse me.
Yeah, I'm a woman now. So Marie tried to explain to her, well, you already told Aunt Danielle that you didn't want to be in the wedding. Well, I already knew this was going to happen because I'm a veteran at this. Because I too have had a child. And I was like, I'm just going to have her hold the cord instead of putting it on the altar.
Yeah.
And then should she decide that she has also declared that this whole thing is terrible again, just put the cord right back on the altar.
That's pretty good stuff. When you were like, she's five. I thought of Monster Squad when they made the five-year-old read the spell out to open the portal for Dracula and them to go through.
I mean, don't get me wrong. She'd probably love the idea. Especially if we gave her a wand. Yeah. She'll be waiting by the portal.
That made me cry so hard because Frankenstein was like the heart and soul of that movie. And he was like, but... And I was like, even to this day, I would just cry my face off. Have I cried in a while? Go ahead and watch the end of Monster Squad.
What did I cry at the other day? Bill and I were sitting on the couch. I don't know. It was some little kid having to say goodbye to somebody. It wasn't even like that great of a movie, but I started crying and I was like, oh man.
My Girl? Kid.
No, it was. If it was My Girl, I'd still be crying. I'd still be crying. Like, you don't recover from that. Fast. I am 52 years old and I cannot watch that movie. No.
That's a one-time.
The minute I see a screen clip for it, I'm like, nope. That Bridge over Terabithia. Not going to deal with it.
If it's too sad at the end, I'll just, I won't watch the end of Moulin Rouge anymore. No, thank you. It's too sad. No. I was like, that's a lot sad. And the Broadway play is not quite as sad.
Well, that's good.
I mean, spoiler, she still dies at the end, but like it's less sad somehow. Like it's still like consumption and she still dies, but it's like not less dramatic, just not. It's just not. And I said to Julia, I was like, it's less, it's somehow less sad. And she's like, well, you don't want to leave like extremely bummed out. I guess so.
No, I guess nobody told the movie producers that.
Yeah, honestly. I wonder what is 0% in my screen. I wonder what that means. Oh, uploads. Okay. Now we'll just be experimenting with whatever this is, with
Well,
this
my
app.
site still says it's 99% uploading.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I
It
opened
always says
a
that, usually always says that, but when you touched it, it went down to like 96. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
And now you're
Okay.
gone.
Sorry. I didn't
Oh,
know what
there you
that
go.
did. I am back. Okay, I'm back into being tiny. This is why I don't want to be on the app. I want to be old and not on an app. I want to be just in the browser. I use Pixlr because it's in a browser. Whenever I use the app version, it sucks. I have a lot more control with like a mouse and what I want to be doing. And if I want to can't do, it didn't even ask me if I was on headphones. How does it know? Maybe it's echoey. This is bullshit. That's all
It's not
I'm
echoing.
Back in my day, they let you just do shit in the browser. You didn't have to get no fucking app. A strongly worded letter. Mail them a letter. I'm kidding. They have no address, I'm sure.
Was like, where are you going to send it? You have to figure out how to use the email.
Whenever I send a letter, nobody gives a shit anyway. They're like, eat shit, lady. Kick rocks. Nobody cares about you. I want to close on this house. They're like, well, we're not gonna.
Too
We're gonna
fucking
take
bad.
so goddamn long. We're gonna wait till the day you're
Girl,
leaving for New.
Lil put a bid in for a house in the beginning of March and she closes on the 25th.
Really? That fast?
Yes,
Was it normal?
yes.
Probably normal house and
That
not
is
a short.
normal.
Everybody else I talked to has been like, oh man, it took me 4 months to close on my house.
Are these all New Yorkers?
Yeah, you better believe they are.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
Why are
New
they
York
doing it to
fucking
hurt me?
sucks.
I
Should have
know.
just bought the Amityville Horror House for $80,000.
That was the funniest meme I've seen in a long time.
I'm like, I definitely could have lived with bleeding walls. Like,
Yeah. Yeah. These days, oh my God, forget it. I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. I bought this house as a short sale with literally no utilities. Which, oh my God, Michael forgot that I'm available during the day because I have paid time off. So he was mad that he couldn't get the electricity turned on because they said they put power to the house, but they never put the meter on. So I went up on Tuesday. I said, I'll go up. It's no big deal. I'll clean one of the rooms so it can be ready for paint when the time comes. I got spooked at 9:30, convinced that they were not going to come. And I called up and she's like, oh, after a 40-minute hold, they're just running behind. They'll be there in 10 minutes. I said, oh, okay, great. The guy shows up. He's like, good thing you called. You were not on the schedule. I was 2 hours away from my job, so I could wait for the electric man to come, and he was almost not going to come because he didn't know I was in need. I guess they just have meters in the truck because he was just like, see you later. 30 seconds worth of work.
unbelievable.
One room is clean.
Well, that's good.
The bedroom. And there's a crack in the ceiling because somebody was in the attic and they stepped down and they cracked the ceiling because people are not careful.
Girl,
I know.
I don't want you living in this house.
I know. I must. It is the only affordable house in the area. I saw another one go up for sale for the same price, and I looked inside and I was like, oh my God. It looks like they took a shit behind the walls and it's bleeding through. Like, hang
Is
on.
that the cats?
Yes. What are you doing? You little brats. Why are you doing so bad? What's that, please? Little brat.
Few
So
people think I'm going to entertain you while she's off screen, it's not going to happen.
they knocked one of the dining room chairs over. Because they're forever bad.
I'm eating a cupcake.
Oh, sure. I'm drinking a beer. We had to cover the couch with every square inch with blankets to keep them from destroying someone else's couch because we're living Airbnb
Right. How long are you in this one?
to Airbnb. Till the beginning of April. So we have to extend the stay by at least a week, probably two. If I'm
I'm
lucky.
assuming all your stuff is in storage.
It is in storage. And at his house, his parents' house, and some of at my parents' house. There's the cat. I'm just meowing his face off. Shut up out there.
I don't know where Nibbles is.
I love Nibbles. Nibbles are
How
good.
cute was that couch? That was my wedding present. That was her wedding present.
Where can I get one?
Not that you know who sent that? Remember David that was on with Loki?
Yep.
He sent that.
Aw, that's so cute. Hmm. Okay, so let's get down to it, shall we?
Do it. Yep.
Let me see. Okay. On the time here. All right. The god we're doing this week is Mirrodin, also known as Merlin.
Oh, fancy bitch.
Hello, big hitter. Excuse me.
Wait, that means next time I have to do a big hitter.
No, you don't. There's plenty. There's a handful of little left.
We only left the big hitters. We only left the big hitters.
Can I tell you, I don't know if this is TMI, but that's like leaving the big meditations to the end. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We've done that. Still very guilty of all of that.
Same.
Mirrodin Wilt. Willet. I didn't look it up. Mirrodin the Wild. That's what his name means. Excuse me. He is... all these gods are real people, invert commas that. He is accounted as a chief bard, poetry, magic, so prophecy. So he's the god of all of those things.
Okay.
His legend closely resembles a non-British figure or a non-Welsh figure named Laocoon. Scholars differ as the independence or identity of both characters. But there's more agreement that Mirrodin original. Who wrote this? I got this, by the way, I got this off of Wikipedia, and I'm like, is nobody proofreading Wikipedia? Because this is a word salad.
Like,
I'm
like, struggling.
They think they might be the same, but they're probably not because the Welsh legends are older. They could have really just put it that way. Sorry, everyone. Jeez. Wikipedia, grow up.
Get your shit together, Wikipedia.
Honestly. The earliest Welsh poems that mention him is pre-12th century. He's most noted for living in the woods and later being co-opted, excuse me, as Merlin in the Arthurian series by Geoffrey of Monmouth. I don't have any... I do have something, actually. They say that he... maybe not him, but that seems more like a Merlin thing. So there's like a lot of mixing of the two. And this came from a Modern Pagans website. So I'm just going to assume that she's correct and looked it up. That he is a changeling, the son of a mortal woman and an incubus. And that's where his abilities come from.
All right. I mean... Wasn't he of the Fae at some point? Like,
I think so. I think that's where his...
I get him confused with the TV series Merlin.
Well, not the one TV, with that. Sale?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Huh? And the Mists of Avalon.
Yeah. All documentaries, obviously.
Right. All facts.
Hang on one second. I have had a frog in my throat for months.
Uh-oh. It's stress.
I was blaming it on COVID. Well, I get COVID for the first time, and ever since I've had this frog in my throat.
Oh.
I had to mute the microphone because it was so disgusting, like the clearing that I had to do. Ugh, I'd rather be dead. Where was I? He appears several times in Welsh literature, and then with Geoffrey of Monmouth. He is in examples of prophetic literature predicting the military victory of Celtic peoples of Great Britain. Some of these works were presented in the Arms Prieden. And the line is, Myrdrin foretells that they will meet. What a line. I guess, oh, that's the first instance of him being quoted in a poem. his notoriety, where is it? I had it written out. Hang on. He bore witness to, this is like his note. All right, let's get into his notoriety. Because it all mixes together. It all mixes together because there's not like really like a lot of preamble before you get into like what he's known for. He's called the man in the woods because he witnessed the battle. Oh, Jesus Christ, come on, I had it. The Battle of Aphrodide, where Reich Hale, king of Alt-Cult, it says Clut, sorry, slaughtered the forces of Gwenolu ap Cairdio, and Myrdin went mad watching this defeat, and he runs into the woods, and that's where he hones his magical skills. Went mad. This battle and subsequent assassination of Urin Rhaegad and the defeat of the Godin at Cathray are cited as reasons for the collapse of the alliance of the early British kingdoms in the north before the Angles, Scots, and Picts. So he was a warrior. Before that, he was born in 540 AD.
Okay.
Although Wikipedia put citation needed. Where are you going to get a citation on when a god is
Listen,
born?
I called my mom's friend, and she says she swore she saw it happen. There you go. It was on TikTok.
I believe her.
Citation.
So that's what Myrdrin is known for being like a wood magician and prophetic man that lives in the woods. He's every section of Earth has a man in the woods.
Yes, it does.
Our America's Man in the Woods is not as good as Merlin.
Isn't our man in the woods Rumpelstiltskin? No.
It's the Unabomber? That's our man in the woods. Terrific stuff.
I also meant to say Rip Van Winkle, but not Rumpelstiltskin. Fair enough.
I'll go with Rip Van Winkle, sure.
I mean, it's the Unabomber now.
Slightly less magical, I'm afraid.
Yeah, a little less fun.
Here's where he really shines. When he takes on a new moniker in his family line, the Arthurian line. He's Merlin for Avalon's sake.
Merlin.
Mr. Merlin.
He's a Merlin and he does Merlin things.
His most notable abilities as Merlin commonly include prophecy and shape-shifting. Merlin matures into an adolescent. Nope. Ascendant.
Nope.
Sagehood. He engineers the birth of Arthur through magic.
Right.
In later stories, they'll tell that he's an advisor to King Arthur. Or that he's bewitched and sealed up forever, which is what happens in the miniseries. Oh, no, that's what happens to his girlfriend. She gets locked up
Nimue,
forever.
Nimue,
yeah.
Nimue.
Or else he is in love with the Lady of the Lake, and he either retires or dies. So there's a lot of Merlin stories out there.
That's what I'm saying. It's really hard sometimes, like, to... Not fact, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not pull too much from, like, I saw it on a TV show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because there's not a lot about the Myrdrin, the god himself.
Right.
Just that he saw... I mean, that must have been one hell of a battle for you to be, like, a battly guy and then just be like, well, that's that.
I'm done here.
That's more than I can handle. Because that was all hand to hand. They couldn't even, there were no drones or anything.
I don't know. Like, brutal. I feel like if I was in a battle, I'd be like, you know what? I've had enough. I'm a little PTSD on this.
It's one battle too many. Because like they're all like the same battle. No offense.
I know, but maybe it's just not in his DNA to be all bloody.
Oh, maybe he like he's Bob sensitive. Ross did. What? Bob Ross was like in the Vietnam War and he's like, I saw some horrible shit and now I paint trees and that's how it is.
Right, exactly.
He's like, that's one too many horrible shits. I'm going to just fuck off.
And Merlin's like, I'm just going to do magic.
Going in the woods. I'm doing some magic. I'll let you know. I already know who's going to win. Don't worry about it. It's not you guys. Sorry.
I don't want to talk about it.
We forgot to rate him, and not like I have a pen. Of course, I don't have a bloody pen, but I believe I don't. God damn it. I don't think I'm going to be able to get one either. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go find a pen. Okay.
I have a cell phone. It's the future. I have a cell phone. I'm like, I don't have a pen. I can't even get a calculator because iPad sucks. It doesn't come with a calculator. You got to download a separate calculator. I don't want to hear it in the comments from Apple stands. No, thank you. Get fucked. You all get that bust. His notoriety. So that would be that he saw too many war stuff, and at that one particular battle of Afrin, he goes crazy and moves into the woods and learns more prophecy and magic. And that's what, and you later on we'll get to what his neo-pagan situation is.
All right, well, I'm going to give him an 8.
Wow, incredible.
What? Why?
Because that's like not that great a story.
No, but I appreciate it. Well, he didn't get a 10 because he ran away to the woods.
I'd give him a 5. I'm the meanest this time. You were very harsh on, like, I feel like harsh on the Greeks. And
I was harsh on the Greeks. Well, that's because they were killing a lot of horses.
They were. I tell people at my job, please no. I tell people at my job, not about that you personally are not a horse. And they ask me about which stuff sometimes. And I'm like, hey, buddy, you can have it all. All it's going to cost you, one horse a year. That's it, man. You know, I mean, that's not anything. No. When I said it to my brother, he's like, oh, man, we have a ton of horses down here.
He's all set. Of course he is.
He's like, oh, I'm 2 if you need them.
Of course he is.
What's the magic situation like? Oh, it only costs you one hunt. That's the membership. One horse a year.
One horse a year. Can you pay? No.
I'm like, it's a big one. Pick the mean one that nobody wants to ride, you know?
Just don't drive it off a cliff.
I almost drove myself off a cliff.
Jeez. It doesn't count.
Oh, 300 horsepower under the hood doesn't count. Is that a lot? I don't know. Not going to look it up either.
No.
I don't know how much horsepower is in a car. 300? 12? I couldn't tell you.
I have no idea. A bazillion? I couldn't tell you. It goes broom, broom.
All right. His, score for family line on the Arthurian side. I'm going to have to go full marks on being Merlin.
Yeah, I mean, it's Merlin. Come on.
Neo-pagan love. Who loves...
Oh, everybody loves Merlin.
Everybody loves Merlin.
Well, everybody loves the romanticized version of Merlin. Let's put it that way.
Right. Wikipedia was not the first search result when I searched Myrdin's name.
Really?
Yeah, a few other, like WordPress kind of websites that maintain, like, Celtic mythology and Welsh mythology and stuff like that came up first, which is wild. Which I was like, oh, good, good. from the Fair Roses Witchy Garden at WordPress, this is what she wrote for Merlin, well, really, Myrdin. Quote, he was seen as being a druid and a woodland god. He goes by a few alternate names such as Merlin and Myrdin the Wild. He corresponds with all animals, but especially stags, and also corresponds with the colors of blue, gray, silver, green, and brown. He's connected to the trees of apple, oak, and sycamore. But all trees are, you know, if you don't have one of those three, any tree I'll get the job done, won't it? That, I stopped quoting, if you want. I put my own spin on that. I did.
Oh, I stopped here.
Because he could not handle everything that went down at the Battle of Arfindrid.
Okay.
Mr. Manfringinson. It caused him to go insane with guilt and grief, ran into the woods. That's the story from earlier. And that's it. So she has a couple of, he would also be helpful if you need to reconnect with yourself or enhance your psychic abilities, that kind of stuff, like modern pagan. Good. It was the best one that I saw. So props to her for that. And right. I'm going to give him an 8 for modern popularity as a not Merlin, because this is the first time I found anybody list any symbols that are related to any of these guys. But we haven't covered Arian or whatever. But like, yeah. Oh, Rhiannon probably had a few, more than a few.
She did. I think she got some pretty good marks.
But any ones that's not like a top tier. Not that Merlin's not top tier. Merlin himself is, for Arthurian reasons. But I don't think people are praying regularly to Merlin to give him.
I don't think people are worshipping him.
No, yeah, I think I'll like that.
I'll concede to your 8.
Mm. Although, I don't mind saying, I wouldn't consider it out of line if I want to get better at tarot reading, because I'm currently trash. I'm a trash person who reads the book.
I do too. I mean, I would also look at him as maybe a shadow work person. You know, like if you want to go into yourself, you know, introspectively.
I watch a lot of YouTube explainers and like philosophy people and blah, 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 blah. And a lot of therapy people are talking a lot about shadow work and stuff like that.
I was going to tell you this.
Could you get off my fucking dick?
TikTok is full of this. Apparently there's a shadow work journal you can buy online.
Oh.
Yeah. And people have lost their freaking mind about it. And of course now everybody is like, oh, you got to do your shadow work.
Like
I'm like, yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah. I just put it into Amazon just now, just to like see. There is like 20 of them.
Yeah.
Journals. Shadow work journal and workbook, the shadow work journal, and they're like $20.
Unbelievable. Where were they when we had to go to Borders in the discount section and get black covered notebooks because nobody else sold them?
Right.
I have mine imported from France, not to brick.
Oh, and this one, the value edition, comes with shadow work deep dive journal.
Oh, hello. How much deeper can you go?
Well, let me just tell you, we all have moments when we feel torn, where our actions and emotions don't align with our choices. Like a puzzle with pieces that just won't fit, it seems a part of us stays hidden, lurking behind the veil. What if there was a roadmap to shine light on these shadowed corners of our soul, no matter where you're starting from? A roadmap that could help allow more authentic relationships, aid with healing past trauma, and break free from limiting beliefs to move to your most authentic self. Heavy side eye.
I hate capitalism so much.
I know, and there's so many out there.
Remember when I was young and I was like, protesting doesn't work? I'm about ready to chain myself to a fence to be like, capitalism's garbage and I'm a Marxist and you can fucking arrest me on it.
I mean, I'm always down. You know where I live.
I know. I'm like, oh girl, we gotta go protest.
I was like irritated about it. I was like, what the fuck?
Get off our... your own co-op your own bullshit.
Yeah So now like every neo-pagan blonde woman on or woman with purple hair on TikTok is touting it. I'm telling you, if you get a chance, just google it on TikTok or like search it.
Well, our one of our fans is doing that, and then you're doing the right thing. Your shadow work's important. We love you.
Shadow work is important, but it shouldn't be commercialized.
It should not be. The craft is not for fucking sale.
Somebody sold it. Somebody did. Ooh. Somebody narked. Which we probably shouldn't stop talking about it right now. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm off the air things to say to you about that. So we did 8 for his psychic ability, first pop, nope.
Pagan worship, right?
Yes, for his neo-pagan love. And pop culture is mirrored in anything in pop culture. Well, not especially. There's a Wales a town in Wales called Tir Mirrodin. And they changed the
name. Why aren't we counting it as Merlin?
Merlin? Yeah. We are. We'll get there.
Oh, okay.
Because the Welsh god himself is not Merlin. Merlin is Mirrodin and Ambrosia, or whatever his last name is. Ambrosia. That's like a different character from somewhere else that he lifted both of them together. It was like Merlin Ambrosia, you know what I'm saying? And everybody was like, great. And he was like, here's the second book I wrote. To like flesh out the character more, they're like, we hate the second book. First book only.
Sequel sucks.
Sequel sucks. Jeffrey of Monmouth wrote a sequel about Merlin, and they were like, no thanks. And just kept with the history of Britain. And they were like, that's, I don't care about your little.
How bad did it suck? Appendices
or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure it didn't suck. I'm sure it was fine. But like,
they had already, made up their mind.
Maybe it's like reading the appendices on Lord of the Rings. You're like, it was long enough. So thank you.
Yeah, I know. I don't need any more walking trees. Thank you.
I don't need any further detail. Thanks a lot.
I don't need to know what the hobbits ate for their second breakfast. It's fine.
I wasn't looking for Pippin's backstory. Thank you.
Also, you clearly have never read Game of Thrones because that man spent way much too much. That book could have been half the size it was.
Yeah, no thanks. No thanks to me either.
Yeah. No.
So Mirrodin himself, the town is called Tir Mirrodin, and then they changed the name to Carmarthen, but then people who live there don't call it that. They call it Tir Mirrodin.
Okay.
They're damning the man on that one. Merlin himself, though, oh, goodness me. He even has fanfic on an archive of our own.
Really?
Which is a slash fiction website from... It's like original website stuff from when they used to do fanfic. Not all of it's perverted, but some of it is, probably.
I'm sure most of it
is. It's just timing. It's nostalgic to me, Archive of Our Own. I'm like, oh, that's so in my 20s, you know? Sorry to be 100. Video games aplenty he's in. He's in a Match 3 video game that I play. I have him twice over. Movies, my favorite, all-time favorite, is absolutely Merlin from the 90s. That miniseries with Sam Neill.
I love that one, too.
Chef's kid. I didn't know Martin Short could be hot, and he is.
Me either.
God,
me
he's either. So hot. And now I can't unsee it. So even ridiculous. In Only Murders in the Building, I see the hotness, and I'm like, the hotness
me too. Me too. I started watching it. I never got past the first season, but I was like, oh, there it is.
He's just, it's hot and it's in there. And I was like, yes, he's hot. And that's it. And that's that.
Yeah, it still weirds me out. The 90s were a strange time.
Oh my God, he was just really hot.
Never had no business being that hot.
No. And like, I've seen all his movies prior to that. Like, I watched all those and I was like, I didn't watch him in like Three Amigos and be like, oh, there's a hot guy.
No.
And, like, the chemistry that him and Helena Bonham Carter had was just, what a great movie, though. That was a good miniseries. It's a miniseries, technically.
It is a miniseries.
It's perfect. It rules. It holds up. All of the things.
It does. I watch it every once in a while.
He's in other stuff as well. My other favorite Merlin is from The Sword and the Stone, the Disney cartoon.
Yeah.
I say blow me to Bermuda a lot. Which is the thing he says when he's really annoyed at King Arthur. He's like, blow me to Bermuda. And then he goes to Bermuda and he comes back
in shorts.
I'm like, this movie's perfect.
I mean, there was also a TV show that Gina watched faithfully. Apparently it was really good. His young life.
I like couldn't get into it. I was like, oh.
I mean, I didn't get into it either. I think you had to be a specific age to enjoy it, to be honest.
Fair enough.
I
wasn't that married to it.
No. People dress up like him. At least everybody does it at least once.
I saw a statue of Merlin in America, in Virginia, at Foam Henge, which is a
there you go.
It's a styrofoam recreation of Stonehenge. But like they put statue of Merlin there for fun. It was just like art installation, you know, like some guy just went over there and did that. And then somebody bought it and put it on their private property because everybody's a fucking monster.
Let us not forget that every van in the 70s and 80s had him painted on the side.
Oh, shaggin' wagons. Nothing but Merlin.
Why?
He's getting a full 10 on this.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get him a 10 just for the shaggin' wagons. Which makes no sense, but sure.
No, it makes perfect sense. I don't see, no offense to anybody else that we've covered this season or previous seasons, I don't see any Zeus's on the side of that. I don't even see a Thor, an occasional Thor.
No, no Thor, no Loki. It's always been Merlin on the shaggin' wagon because magic's about to happen in your pants.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, ladies. Hello. Welcome to the wagon. I saw a documentary about those shaggin' wagons.
Did you?
And
really?
They were, I swear to God, I watch a lot of shit like that on YouTube. That's what I watch instead of TV shows. Instead of being current on, like, I don't even know what's current anymore. Like, what do people watch? People recommend you recommend me shit all the time, and I'm like,
yeah, I know you're not gonna watch it, but I never watch anything you recommend me either, so it's all right.
And like, the inside from the 70s, like, it wasn't just shag carpet and a bed. Like, there was like a bar, and it was like they made my camper, but it was just a sex den instead of a camper.
Amazing.
Yeah. Incredible work. I was like, oh, no notes, come on. They have a little convention every year where everybody drives there. Restored really? Shaggin' wagons. It's probably in Ohio. Oh, I don't remember where it was, but
oh, that's hysterical.
Ohio tends to have
shaggin' wagons.
That wraps up Monsieur Merlin. Was Geoffrey of Monmouth French? Probably, because he made Lancelot happen.
Yeah.
Is that part of it? Is he did that one? No. The other one did it. Geoffrey of Monmouth tried to write the history of Britain in which Merlin is. And King Arthur's real, and Merlin's real, and everybody's real. The other one is the romantic stories where Lancelot and Guinevere are like...
So I'm just going to throw this out there because I can't remember if I've bitched about this before. I hate the romantic story of King Arthur. I think the whole Guinevere and Lancelot is bullshit. And then she has to go off to a nunnery. I hate that so much.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, she has to go off to a nunnery because she wants to shag Lancelot. And she's married to freaking Arthur. But God forbid a woman picks who she wants to fuck. So I hate it.
Oh my gosh.
It's always bothered me. Always.
In the miniseries, they address that situation. And they show Lancelot and Guinevere riding off into the sunset. And in voiceover, Sam Neill's like, that's a story for another time. And it looks like they're happily ever after.
But
good
in
for them.
The actual, and I, you know, quote unquote, yeah, yeah, actual story, she gets sent to a nunnery.
That's fucking trash.
That's bullshit.
I watched the okayest version of Camelot, the play, the musical. It wasn't a musical, I don't think. Anyway, they redid it somewhere, and I saw it with my mom, and she was like, this was terrible. It was done by Aaron Sorkin.
Why do I know that name?
Because he made, like, The Newsroom and all that, and Beverly. But he sucked the magic out and, like, made, I know, Morgan Le Fay wasn't a witch. She was just some, like, lady who loved science in town. I know.
Don't take away our Morgan Le Fay.
They're like, it's not whatever, guys. It's science.
Her name literally means of the fairy, you stupid.
I know. I was like, I don't think this is as good as everybody thinks it is. I mean... Mm-hmm. Before they get to that part, it starts out really good. But then once you find out that they sucked the magic out, I was like...
Not interested.
Not interested. When they sucked the magic out of the story of Troy, where like...
The gods aren't fighting over it.
The gods, it's like a proxy war with the gods and stuff like that. And like, who's the prettiest goddess? And then you can have Helen as the wife or whatever. When they took all that magic out, all you have left is just boring battle tactics. And
that's because Troy was the biggest game of chess ever played by the gods. It's not just a battle. It's a game of chess that the gods are playing.
Yeah, I was like, this is boring and blows. I don't like that.
Nope.
Anyway.
No, thank you.
That's my hot take on Merlin, that is already closed, so nobody's going to go see it anyway.
Fair enough.
I think famous people were in it, but I don't recall. Not famous enough.
Yes, not.
His final score, are you curious to know?
Yes.
The nicest number of all.
69.
You better
believe it. The Shaggin' Wagon.
That's why he got the 69. It's so deserving. He deserves every bit of it.
Oh, we didn't 69. Do that on purpose. That is perfect. Wait, but someone else has a 69 too.
Oh, do that. Not like I can bloody find out. I don't mind saying. I don't have to write that score down. It's not like I'd forget it. In my dirty old madness.
In your dirty old madness. I feel like you...
Not for crying in the rain.
It's on that document, right?
Yes. I'm okay, about to go add it in.
Let's see. 46, 60, 38. Goodness. 22, 29, 40, 24. I don't know. 63. Really? I thought someone else got a 69. Rhiannon got a 63.
Oh, that's very close. I think he's the highest scorer so far.
I think so. Really? I thought someone else had gotten a 69. That might have been when we did the the Norse.
Maybe. So does...
Are we giving him a throne?
Are we giving him the throne?
Yeah.
I reckon, yeah, we are. He has to get it. How could he not? How could he not? All right, he's in with his score. And I'll change the color tomorrow when I'm on a normal computer to show that I did it.
Fair enough.
Got anything you want to plug?
Just that I've been watching a lot of documentaries on cults. And I want to believe I wouldn't be sucked into one. But I don't know.
I don't know either.
I feel like these people are so stupid. But
doctors are in cults. And you're like, how?
Yeah, but I was watching the Twin Flames one about, like, finding your soulmate. And, like, I get it. You're lonely. And it's mainly – it really doesn't pertain to people our age. Like, it was really millennials that are being sucked into this. But then I was watching one about Jonestown. And, like,
Operation Jonestown, so.
Listen, I think I would have gotten sucked into Jonestown. Just saying. Mm. Because he preached everybody was going to live together. It didn't matter the race. Like – and he capitalized on the whole race war thing at the time, but I would have probably fallen for it. I would have been like, oh, utopia, we're all going to live together and it won't matter what color anybody is. And then I would have been drinking Kool-Aid.
No, you wouldn't have been. You would have been with me, huffing it in the woods, being like, don't worry, I have read a book about how to survive in the goddamn woods. They're not getting me. Because I would have fallen for it too. I told
myself. Until they said poison yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be like, you should kill yourself. I'd be like, you should kill yourself.
Yeah, no.
Oh, fuck right off.
I 100% think I would have joined that cult.
I mean, they could have shot me at the airport like they did, but like.
Congressman.
Yeah. If they didn't shoot me, I'm in the woods already. It's too late. You can't find me.
Yeah. I mean, a couple people got out in the woods, but Jesus, like, I would have been there.
Yeah. Yeah. I said to Michael, I said, we should buy land. If we buy, like, what do you do with, like, 40 acres of land? We could put a whole town on 40 acres.
You could start a cult. And
he looked
at me.
He goes, like, Jonestown? And I'm like, shut up. You CIA plant, get the fuck out of here.
CIA plant.
Why see you?
So that's what I'm plugging is.
Wow. Bless you.
Teresa said, bless you. Oh, thank you. We know you blew your nose. But yeah, so that was my thoughts today. That was pretty much it. Like, I'm not plugging a specific documentary. I just worry that I would be in a cult.
I think about the Donald Trump cult a lot. And I'm like, how are they really doing those mental gymnastics? Because I'm like, how stupid do you have to be? But then I'm like, I probably would have joined Jonestown. Or some other, well, I wouldn't have done Heaven's Gate, but there's still Heaven's Gate people out there. Oh, drink up, baby.
Right. No.
Was that Jim Jones on the cup?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You drink up. Have fun drinking your poison, dipshit. Not him.
She said, was that Jim Jones on the cup?
Show
it. She saw it.
Did she see what it says?
Yeah.
It was a shadowy figure, you know? Hard to discern with the Etsy cups, you know?
I know. No, we got it at the... Where did we get it? The Oddity Festival.
Ah.
Anyways, back to what you were saying.
Anyway, I wouldn't have fallen for, like, Heaven's Gate, probably.
No.
But, like...
Because I don't like sneakers.
But there's people still alive from Heaven's Gate. They still, like, practicing and, like, doing whatever they're doing.
Yes, I think I might have fallen for the message Jim Jones was teaching. I think I would have fallen for some other cults because I'm like, yeah, that doesn't appeal to me. That doesn't appeal to me. But definitely the living in harmony thing would have got me.
Yeah.
Especially if I was alive during that time.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, any kind of like weird sex cult or whatever probably wouldn't have. No. I would have been like, no thanks.
I also don't understand how people can fall for cults these days with the internet. I just don't get it.
Yeah, a community, I guess. I mean, like, those MAGA people are looking for a community, but, like, why that one? Why the one that really doesn't benefit?
I don't know.
Like, no benefits come from that. It's like, outside of, like, friends, which, I mean, is a great benefit, but, like...
They're rabid. It's, like, ridiculous.
You know? I'm like, what are you getting out of that? Like, not anything, really. Join a different cult. Join a cult of people who read bad books or whatever.
I know. Join the Stephen King cult. That's the cult. You know. I'd like to just read new Stephen King books and then go online and see what other people have to say about it.
Be a sci-fi fan. Go to a convention. It's fun.
It is. We're a cult.
It's fun. And there's a lot of liberated sex there. So you can do all the things you
that
want.
That is true. That is true. Do you have anything you want to plug? Or was it just go to a sci-fi festival and have some liberated sex?
I don't know. You can go to a sci-fi festival. I haven't been to any lately. What have I been watching besides the YouTubes? Oh, I saw a movie that is so stupid. It is very funny. It is very stupid. Bill will love it. All the way. It's on Amazon. It's called Ricky Stenicki.
I keep seeing it keeps coming up on my thing.
It's so dumb. It's so funny. John Cena.
Check it out. I love John Cena. Kiss.
He is so up for anything. And I'm like, you know what's great about John Cena? He'll do whatever. Like, they're like, do you want to do this dumb shit?
He really
shit?
Will.
And he does want to do dumb shit. But then, like, if you ask The Rock to dress as Britney Spears and drag to be, like, a boner joke in Las Vegas, he'd be like, no. But John Cena's like, yeah, I was going to do that anyway. On him on the Academy Awards was just perfect. He was so funny. He was there. Jimmy Kimmel was like, you don't wear any clothes when you wrestle. He's like, I wear jorts. It's different.
Oh, my God.
I know. The Academy Awards was a surprisingly good ceremony. In Jimmy Kimmel's defense, I don't think late night talk shows are particularly funny. But he's the only one that really... Uh-oh. A friend.
Yeah. Oh, and she's scratching me.
Takes the Republicans to task in a funny way. He read out a live comment that Donald Trump made about how unfunny he is. And he made Nobody the jokes with John Cena. And that shit really cracked me up. And Ryan Gosling singing the I Am Ken song, like whatever the Ken song is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Just Ken. Was, like, the second it started, I was like, I'm done for. You could just stick a fork right in me because this is it. He came out in a pink suit. And just really crushed the entire, like, I was like, them giving it to Billie Eilish just means that they do not understand pure talent, in my opinion. Sorry, Billie Eilish. You got nothing on Ryan Gosling. Anyway, watch Ricky Stenicki. It's stupid. It's funny. Zac Efron is very funny in it.
I will watch it.
Bill will particularly like it because it's just dudes doing dude shit. They blame all their life mishaps on their imaginary friend, Ricky Stenicki. And then everybody is like, well, we want to meet him. And then they have to hire John Cena to be Ricky Stenicki.
Nice. I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
I made Michael watch it. He's like, what is happening? I'm like, stupid. William H. Macy's in it. He's very funny.
Oh, my God. I actually like William H. Macy.
Me too. I mean, I didn't like Shameless, but that's not his fault. He didn't make it.
I like Shameless, but I will say he grossed me out in Shameless, which probably means he's like a really good actor, but like...
Yeah, that was the idea, but I was like, too gross.
Yeah, I was like, you look like I could smell you right now.
I didn't even like the British version. I was like, no thanks to all of this.
I tried to watch the British version. I didn't understand anything.
Even a young James McAvoy, who's such a good actor, by the way. I saw, me and Juliana went to see him in Cyrano de Bergerac. He did not put on a fake nose. He just referred to his hideous malformed nose the entire play, and I bought it the entire time. Like, that nice. James McAvoy was an unfuckable beast. I'm like, and then after it was over, I was like, what was I thinking the entire time? Yeah, he's like the hottest, Scottish person ever. Him and Ewan McGregor, make out, please. And he was like, I'm deformed. And I'm like, yeah.
You are.
I'm like, that's good acting. Because I was like, yeah, who nobody's going to fuck that guy.
All right. All anything right. else?
I think that's it. If you guys want to get in contact with us, best of luck. We are at lastgodpod@gmail.com. You can leave us a 5-star review in whatever app you're using to listen to us. I'm happy to be back. And I haven't checked for any. I haven't noticed any. But it takes me a long time to figure it out. I guess we're still on Twitter at lastgodpod. And at some point I would get a notification that we have been tweeted upon.
And I keep forgetting about our Instagram.
Oh, that's okay. And you're on TikTok. And I'm not.
I haven't done shit, but yeah.
I'm not good at TikTok.
I was good at TikTok for a little while, and then I got busy. Because it's not like you could just make the video and walk away. Like, you actually have to, like, re-record it, like, 25 times.
Oh, that's funny. So. I did watch my niece do a dance challenge for, like, an hour, and I was like, you'll never get it! It was very unsupportive aunt behavior out of me. But it was like, they had to do it slow, so it like seemed sped up or whatever the fuck they were doing. And I was like, I hate this. I hate whatever it is they're doing. Tell them to knock it off.
Yeah, I see sometimes they're doing it like out in public and I'm like, ew.
I'm like, if you don't get it by the fourth try, practice alone and then come back to it in a couple of days. Yeah. I'm like, I'm over now. And the song's in my head. No, thank God I don't remember what song it is. But at the time, I was like, this is horrible.
I hate everything about this.
I'm like, I'm such an old lady. Finally. Oh, my hair's going to be so long. Do you think somebody... this is off record stuff. Anyway, contact us at Twitter and Gmail and wherever you want. And thank you to Mike Giacinto for writing our theme music.
Thanks to our listeners. Like, share, and subscribe.
Goodbye.
Bye.